leading off the brand new self-titled album from Sweet Meg and the Wayfarers, The Jitterbug Waltz. Ryan Weisite, co-founder of the band, the saxophonist in the band. Nice to catch up with you again, Ryan. Great album.
Oh, thanks so much. Thanks, John.
On Jitterbug Waltz, are you playing clarinet on this one?
No, the clarinet part is a friend of ours, Dennis Lichtman, who's part of the Mona's scene. On that tune, I'm playing very briefly some bass saxophone, and then the tenor at the end, which kind of takes the lead part at the end.
Well, what jumps out at me for this album is Meg, actually. She seems to be having more fun. She seems more relaxed than the last time I remember listening to the album. Cloudburst and Here Comes That Man are two songs I kind of jump out on that one.
Yeah, those two were really fun. And I think this was our first album that we did in a proper recording studio. We realized that we needed to bring it because we were paying money and the stakes were higher than usual. So yeah, I think we all kind of brought an energy that we maybe didn't have on our previous recordings.
Okay. How did you choose the songs that you wanted to cover on this album?
You know, it wasn't that difficult, and it was kind of a quick decision. It was a lot of like gut feelings. It was a lot of what are our favorite songs to play? And there were a couple songs when we were planning the record that we were having a blast playing, and we thought, let's do them.
I was blue and I was always wearing a frown because my girl had put me down. Then we met and you can bet I knew from the first you were my love, because that's the old way. Now burst my heart, feel it through the day you called.
What's new with Sweet Meg and the Wayfarers since last time we talked?
The big thing that we're doing now that we weren't doing as much last time we talked was we're looking at touring with the band more, getting out more.
Getting out of New York City a little bit
more? Getting out of New York City, yeah. Maybe trying to build maybe a bit more of a national fan base than just a regional one. So, yeah, definitely more touring. We're going to start hitting up jazz festivals to try to... With a few exceptions, we're a regional band, you know, tri-state area, New York City, New Jersey, Connecticut. But we're trying to get out of that because we want to tour, we want to play other places. We kind of want to have a little bit more of a wider experience with our music.
Well, let me go there. You're playing hot jazz, and you're doing it so well, and you're having so much fun doing it. How receptive is the music that you're playing on a more national level? Are you able to play festivals or halls that maybe don't necessarily feature jazz all the time?
I think that what we're doing is accessible enough that even people who aren't jazz heads or jazz aficionados or who even maybe don't normally enjoy going to see a live jazz concert or it's not their cup of tea necessarily, I think that our music is fun and accessible enough that no matter where we're playing, I think people will enjoy it. You know, in a way, it's a roots music, just like Appalachian music, just like country music, just like bluegrass and the blues. So I think it definitely will fit in a lot of the more roots-oriented music festivals. You know, maybe clubs that normally have more country and maybe blues music. I think our music would be a good match for those venues.
Yeah, and that's nice to hear because what you're playing is really jazz music for people who don't even think they really like jazz, and then they come out to the show probably and go, hey, I really like this.
Yeah, we've gotten that a lot. We've even gotten people coming up sometimes at the end and saying, what kind of music was that? Just because, you know, I don't know, it's...
Yeah, we've had that conversation where jazz can be a little bit stuffy or considered a little bit stuffy, and that's the opposite of what you guys are.
Yeah, we're just trying to take it back to the basics, and where jazz came from was a very different place from where jazz is now, and I'm not putting that down. I love modern jazz. I love contemporary jazz, but there definitely is an accessibility with the earlier stuff and maybe just a jubilance and an excitement and a level of fun that you maybe lose as you get later into jazz's history and the music gets so much more complex.
Mm-hmm. so much fun playing the music of Sweet Meg and the Wayfarers. Ryan Weisite, Normal Native, is our guest here on GLT's Sound Ideas. I'm John Norton. Well, you mentioned touring and how you're trying to break out into a more national scene. You're doing that with Pokey LaFarge. When we talked last time, you were just beginning to go out on tour with him. And
I still am. I just got back 2 days ago from about a 10-day run, and I'm going to be spending most of December out with Pokey. So, you know, and that was partially the impetus for me wanting to get Sweet Meg and our band into that circuit. It's just a different experience when you're out touring and you're playing a different city each night and you're playing for different people each night. I've had a blast playing with Pokey, and I look forward to continue playing with him, and at the same time bringing Sweet Meg and the Wayfarers up to that level of touring. And
when we last talked, Ryan, you mentioned how much fun you were having because you were just going out on tour for the first time, but you also mentioned you were able to learn a little bit behind the scenes of what goes on with a real well-run tour. What have you picked up that you've been able to adapt for Sweet Meg and the Wayfarers now?
One thing that's easy to forget, well, in the beginning it was easy for me to forget, is if we're planning a longer tour, just the basic things like accommodations and where you're going to stay. And, you know, if you're out for 3 weeks, comfort becomes a big thing because it's generally lacking because you're not at home. You don't have the niceties that you have at your place. So getting the little things taken care of, like where you're going to stay, making sure that food, you have good food options, things that seem maybe more inconsequential at the beginning when you're out for a lengthy period of time, it all contributes to the morale of the band. And morale is huge when you're out for so long.
There's a man from way uptown, take away your blues. And every time the man comes through, the vipers spread the news. He is known from coast to coast, to every cat alive. And whenever we make a dose, to the man who brings the dive.
And while you have been out on tour with Pokey, you got a chance to play on the Conan O'Brien show. How cool was that?
Oh, that was a dream come true. I've been a huge fan of Conan O'Brien since his days as a writer for The Simpsons. And I remember watching his late night show that was on after Leno back in the early days. So getting to meet him was just an incredible pleasure. And the whole team was so nice. And just getting to play a song on late night television has always been a bit of a dream of mine. So that was very, very cool.
And you were playing the Barry on that song, right?
Yes, yeah.
That's not your first instrument, is it? Aren't you an
alto
player?
No, in fact, I didn't even own a Barry until I got the gig with Pokey. And he said, well, you know, the saxophone chair has a Barry part. And I said, well, I don't have a Barry. I'm going to have to start looking around for one. So then I bought the instrument specifically for the gig. I'd played it a little bit before in college, but not very much. The least out of all the saxophones.
And here you are adapting it now for use in Sweet Meg and the Wayfarers. That's pretty cool.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ryan Weisite, looking forward to seeing you at Jazz Up Front here real soon, Ryan. What kind of room is Jazz Up Front to play for you guys?
You know, it's great because it's a listening room. People are there to listen to music. And at the same time, it's not stale. It's still a very nice environment, you know, a nice bar. You can get a drink, you know. It's not stuffy, but it is a listening room. And so it's always fun for us to play for people who are there just to listen to music. We can, you know, maybe play a wider range of emotional content because people are there for you and they're willing to go with whatever direction the music's going in. It's also just very cool to be in a jazz club, you know, in the town that I grew up. You know, I think this is James's second or third jazz club in town over the past couple decades. And
James Gaston, yeah.
Yeah, he's been tirelessly promoting jazz and blues in the city, and so it's very cool to see Jazz Up Front sticking around and being a successful business, and it's fun to play at a jazz club in my hometown.